The boys play very differently. They tend to play in larger groups, and it's the activity that's central. The high-status boys and low-status boys are very obvious in the group. The high-status boys will give orders. They'll push the low-status boys around. And part of what gives them their high status is that they can give these direct orders and make them stick. So whereas the girl who gives orders is bossy, the boy who gives orders and makes them stick is the leader. Boys will also use language to maintain their status in the group by, for example, telling stories, telling jokes, different ways that they talk, which can put them in center stage and keep them in center stage. So the other boys will try to challenge the boy who has center stage, and so they have to learn not only to hold forth in that way, but also to deflect challenges. These are the patterns that we'll see playing out as we discuss the differences that we find in the way adult women and men use language in their lives. As a result, boys and girls, and then we carry this into our adult lives, tend to have different sensitivities. Girls will punish another girl by leaving her out, because if you're telling secrets, you can't allow a stranger to be there or someone that you don't want in the group. So girls become very sensitive to any indication that anyone is leaving them out or pushing them away. Because the boy who has low status in the group really does have his life made miserable by being pushed around, boys and then men are more likely to be sensitive to something else, to any indication that they're being put down or pushed around. Because that does end up impinging on their independence. In the next lecture, I'll go into a little more detail about these different ways that boys and girls learn to use language growing up by playing with other children of the same sex. It's often said that girls are more sensitive than boys. I think boys and girls and women and men are all sensitive, but we tend to be sensitive to different implications. So women and girls seem to be very sensitive to any indication that they're being left out or pushed away, whereas boys and men are more sensitive to being put down or pushed around. This is the framework that I'm going to be developing in talking about a whole range of contexts in which we use language in our lives. But let me give you a few examples of the very, let's take this conversation that really took place between a woman and a man. He called her up. He was away on a business trip, and he called her up, and he said, I got an email from my old high school buddy, and he's going to be in town Friday night, the day I get back, and so I'm going to have dinner with him that night. His wife was really hurt by this because she had been looking forward to his return from the business trip and had assumed that they would have dinner together that night. She didn't really object so much that he would prefer to have dinner with his high school friend because the friend would be in town just that night. But she would have preferred if he had presented it as a question, a topic for discussion, rather than a fait accompli. In other words, perhaps he could have said, oh, I got this email from my friend, and would it be okay with you if I had dinner with him, and then we can celebrate our reunion on Saturday night. When she told him that, he said, I can't tell my friend. I need to ask my wife for permission. So for her, we're a team. We're connected to each other. And if you just make a decision you're going to have dinner with someone else, it's like you're rejecting me, leaving me out, pushing me away. From his point of view, if he has to check with his wife, it calls into play a very different sensitivity, that he's not free to do what he needs to do, that he needs to, quote, ask permission, as if his wife was in some kind of a hierarchical relation to him, more like a mother than a partner in life. So this difference in our assumptions about what makes a relationship close, whether it's a focus on the intimacy, because you're telling each other everything, or the focus on doing things together. That's one difference. And on the other hand, whether you're sensitive to any indication you're being left out or pushed away, or you're sensitive to any indication that your independence is being infringed on because you're being pushed around or put down. These are themes that can explain a lot of frustrations that arise in our daily lives.